So there I was, minding my own business, going to sleep on the couch. My mind was racing with the thoughts of what happened earlier. I thought about jerking off, but I was too nervous that your brother would come out and catch me. The thought of you coming out and catching me kept me hard as a rock, though. This was exactly what I needed. It was also the last thing on earth I expected, but here we are. If I had time, I would have thanked you, though, for taking my mind off the drama that is my life. Oh, I was a ball of anxiety and stress after fighting with my parents. I still don't know what I'm going to do, but tonight, I am just going to let my mind wander down this filthy path of fucking my friend's little sister. I close my eyes and start running through endless scenarios of us fucking. Different places, different positions, people watching, people joining, in secret. Before I realized it, I was asleep. My dreams were so vivid. I could practically hear the wet sounds my dick made when it slammed inside you. Picturing the way I would pin you down to your bed with my hand on your throat. You batting your eyelashes at me as I fuck you with brute force. I especially love how in my dreams I last longer and fuck harder than I can in real life. I mean, it is what it is, but in my dream I'm like a fucking porn star that can fuck until it's time for the money shot and then come on command. But fucking hell, if this dream wasn't so good, I swear I could feel your wetness on my dick. I went from pinning you down to you riding me. You had both feet on the bed and your hands on my chest for leverage, sliding your juicy pussy up and down. Oh God, I swear I could feel the weight of your hands on my chest. That's when my eyes started to peek open, trying to blink into focus because something was happening. And I almost panicked until I realized it wasn't just a dream. You'd snuck out, you little It must have seen how hard my dick was and thought, fuck it. Exactly that. That thought, I'm going to fuck it. Now, I have never been fucked awake before, but my God, was it equal parts terrifying and hot as fuck. Now that I'm a bit more awake and realize what's going on, it's all hot. Your hands were gripping my chest. I looked down and your pussy was wrapped tightly around my cock and sliding up and down my length. Your eyes were so big and needy. Your lip being clenched between your teeth as you fucked me. The way you were trying not to moan and just letting out breathy whimpers was driving me crazy. Right when I was going to grab your hips and slow you down, you slammed all the way down and stopped. Your eyes slammed shut almost as hard as you plopped down on me. Your whole body was trembling. And that's when I felt the warm rush of liquid all over my lap, down my thighs, soaking the couch cushion under me. You were holding your breath so you didn't scream, which meant the only sound I could hear was the sound of rushing liquid being pushed and forced out of your body onto mine. You lifted up and slammed back down. Another blast of squirt. You lifted up again, and that's when I went into action. I took you by the throat with both hands, holding you tight and letting you know to stay there. I asked in a soft whisper if this was okay, and you nodded yes. I squeezed a little more, and you nodded again. Good girl. I hold you there and you stayed put as I started fucking my dick up into you. Your legs were shaking so hard that you let them slide back, so your knees were now holding you up. That's fine. Get comfortable while I fuck up into your cunt. I started fucking harder. Faster. Your nails dug into my chest and I felt a strong push from you and another blast of squirt against my body. But I didn't stop, though. So every time my body connected with yours, it splashed your squirt literally fucking everywhere. I couldn't hold back any longer, though. I told you I was gonna come and you nodded again. Now slapping your ass down to meet my thrusts, letting me know that it's okay to come in you. I was only slightly worried our fucking sounds would wake your brother, but part of me was hoping he was already up, watching from the shadows, jerking off to me fucking you. For some reason, that thought pushed me over the edge. So dirty. I squeezed tighter involuntarily as I started coming, fucking every last drop of cum into you before letting your throat go and you collapsing on top of me. Everything is soaked. We cuddled like this for a while. So nice, so cute. Just what I needed after being fucked awake. I kissed the top of your head and told you that since you fucked me awake, you need to cuddle me back to sleep. Just lay on me and hold me until I'm snoring again. Then you can go back to your room before anyone really catches us. You smiled and held on to me. This was nice. The best wet dream I've ever had.